Hello and welcome to this Final Boss Fight audio podcast of Masks of Nyarlathotep, where a group of intrepid investigators face ancient horrors and global conspiracies as dark schemes herald the end of the world. My name is Jeff and I am the keeper of arcane lore for this campaign. So, without any further delay, let us begin. Hello and welcome to Final Boss Fight. My name is Jeff and I'm your keeper of arcane lore for Masks of Nyarlathotep. I'm joined by our brave band of investigators. I'm joined by Robin.
Hi, I hope we've all got backup characters ready.
I'm joined by Stanza.
Fidget Friend Club.
Joined by Brian.
Hello, it's so good to be back.
And joined by Tanny.
Hello, Fidget Friend Club.
And... I need one of those things. I don't have
you
one
should.
Of those things. I don't.
If
one of those
not,
things. Maybe next week.
Well.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Yes, I know one store that will probably be selling them.
Anyway, I think it is Stanza. You, or should I say Martin, will be doing the recap for this evening. So please take it away.
Yep. All right. Dear Denver, I hope your investigations have been fruitful. How's the book coming along? The friends have been investigating the stone fragment Neri gave us. Tim reckoned pink stone like what it's made from could only be from the Red Pyramid of Dashir. So we made our way there and climbed to the summit where a lot of the pink stone was. Turned out there's a spot where some of the stone's been replaced. So we figured out that the fragment where we have is half of a rectangle that was placed where it would look down at the bent pyramid. Japak told us he'd read that the Red Pyramid was said to guard all of Dashir against the sorcerer Nefrenkar, whose remains were moved to the bent pyramid in a hurry. I also recognize the fragment as having occult warding symbols, though broken at the moment. As you can imagine, we weren't going to leave Dashir without investigating the bent pyramid first. Luckily, Tim knew of an entrance that wasn't guarded like the main one. From the loose board over, he reckoned we weren't the first to use this entrance, though. Once inside, Capek and Tim spotted a secret passage up to the capstone. In trying to explain what the friends found there, there are many crossings out from failed attempts at this letter. Up at the top was an obsidian throne, hieroglyphs, and a couple of maps. It should come as no surprise to any of us that Capek sat on the throne and regretted it. After some time examining the walls, we realized something was up as Kibik had been quiet. Turned out he'd been possessed. What was almost certainly Nefrenkar tried to offer us anything we wanted. After spitting out Kapak, he showed us the face of Carlyle, just to disprove a theory we had had, before showing us Lester Goodman and Monsieur Bonham as faces Nefrenkar had used, asking after the Black Sphinx he'd sold us. Nefrenkar made the offer once more, showing a vision of the Carlyle expedition being slaughtered as an example of the alternative. Given your fine work and evidence we've found since, we know full well that isn't how things went down. Naturally, no one was keen to hang around after the entity left. Next day, on the 12th of April, we spoke to Dr. Eli Kafur about what we'd found. The star chart foretelling a solar eclipse on the 14th of January next year, critical date I believe you'd already discovered, and hieroglyphs foretelling the imminent birth of a child of Nyarlathotep in the Mountain of the Black Wind, reinforcing plans to head for Kenya once things are resolved here. Then there was the map with gemstones marking locations close to where our good friend Jackson Elias had been investigating in Kenya, Australia, and China. Places which someone living in Egypt in the Third Dynasty couldn't have possibly known about. Dr. Kafur also told us he'd spoken to the Azir who'd managed to survive the theft of the girdle. The Azir said about a demon that appeared, didn't touch the ground, clawed the guards to pieces, took the girdle, and vanished. Sounded a lot like the theft of Queen Nitrocus's mummy from the Clive expedition, and the book theft I hear the friends investigated back in New York. As we continued to search where the cult's resurrection ritual will take place, the doctor noted that Queen Nitocris was known for conducting rituals beneath the Sphinx, So I expect we'll still look for ways below ground. With Saturn growing faint and Mars riding Auriga, the stars warn that we can't dally. With a good plan and better work, we can stop the resurrection of Queen Nitrocris. Take care in your investigations, Denver. Here's hoping we're still in one piece to write for you from the ship to Kenya. Kind regards, Martin and the friends.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to move us to the Cairo map. And there we go. And so, it is the morning of the 13th of April, 2020. That's not the right one.
Oh, we've gone
forward in time. It is the morning of the 13th of April, 1925.
Oh, we'll go back.
And
what
yes.
happened there?
A little bit Something of a flash. A weird thing happened. A weird flash happened just as you were waking up. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. So, the new moon, Martin, you know that the new moon is on the 23rd of April in 11 days' time. What do you wish to do? What do you wish to do? What plans do you wish to make?
Also, sounding like the cult may not wait now that they've got all three of Queen Nitocris's artifacts.
I say we go in and just try and take them out.
So investigating like the Sphinx, you mean?
Like we did with what's his face over at the plantation.
Oh my, Ostracti.
It worked once, why can't it happen to work again?
They might be expecting it again, but...
Yes, let's proceed with caution.
Thistle, you got any thoughts?
Not much, I'm afraid. This one's even more. I'm still shocked from what we've had dealt with before recently.
At least you didn't have the bloomin' Nefrenkar possess you.
Yeah, that was something that was not in the books for me at all. Are you quite alright at all, Caplock? Cap. You don't seem like yourself still.
I'm surviving. I want to get this bloody over and done with, though.
That makes sense.
Fair enough.
So, you're heading to Giza, I take it?
I assume so.
That's where the Sphinx is.
Okay. You're heading over to Giza, and it's quite crowded. I haven't got the timescape up at the moment, but it'll be part of the recording. You're walking, Kapak, you think you smell something quite familiar. You think you smell the rather musky, earthy odour that you've come to associate with your father. But when you look around trying to find the source of it, you don't see anything there. You think you see a flash of what might be ears, cat ears, but again, once you look again, they've gone.
We need to be careful. Something seems off.
But you do make it to Giza without too much incident, and it is pretty much as you left it. You have to take a bridge over the River Nile to the west bank. You arrive at the Giza Plateau, and you see the familiar three pyramids made famous the world over: the Pyramid of Cheops, the Pyramid of Khafre, and the Pyramid of Mycerinus. And on your previous visit, it was a pyramid of Mycerinus, which was the site of the theft of the mummy of the supposed Queen Nitocris. You can put some Giza music on now. There's still the digs, some of the digs going on there. The situation is pretty much as you left it before. A few tourist groups trying to offer money, being led around by dragomen, probably being scammed and shown only junk. But yeah,
can we try and find the dragoman that we hired last time?
Make me a luck roll, Kapak. quite easily. In fact, he's just finished trying to persuade another group of wealthy-looking people, but they weren't having any of it. But then he sees you. He turns around. He sees you. Goes, "Oh, my friends, welcome back. You have come back for more tour. I'm happy to give more tour."
Yes, yes. We would like more of a tour, please.
Oh, where you wish to see? Where would you like to see? I show you everywhere.
Where were we thinking of going again this time? Was it the pyramid again? And we want to...
The Sphinx, I think.
The Sphinx.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Just repent. I think we're good. As is better.
You go to the Sphinx, and the Dragon Man is very effusive about the Sphinx, telling you about the history of the Sphinx, but it's not the only what's pretty well known about how it was carved by a pharaoh, how its nose was destroyed, how no one really knows what the Sphinx was based on.
And what can you tell us about any connections with Queen Nitocris?
He thinks about Queen Nitocris. Queen Nitocris is Serenus, yes? My Serenus Pyramid, yes?
Yes, but we heard rumours that...
This is the Sphinx. Yeah, Queen Nitocris is over there.
Can I get any inclination whether he's just trying to divert us away or whether he knows I feel he knows anything extra?
Oh, I think that's going to be a psychology role.
I believe in you.
Oh, you know what? I'm spending 10 luck on that.
As far as you can tell, his main purpose is to separate you from your money. You get the feeling that he doesn't know. He only knows like the popular stories. He doesn't know any great history of it. As you move around the Sphinx, you don't really see anything beyond what you might expect. Nothing leaps out at you as anything what you might expect. Nothing other than what you might expect. I should have got a picture of this. You've got the seemingly cat-like being with the face, human face, the pharaoh's wig there at the front in between the two paws. There's like a carving.
Yep.
The dragoman points out, this is a stele. It is from the stele erected by Tutmosis IV. It's very pretty, yes? It's very picturesque, yes? You take photo, yes? I take photo with you, of you with it, yes?
Just standing there like, anyone want to take a picture with them? I don't think I've got. Do we have a camera? Does anyone here have a camera?
Oh, I have a camera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Take a very nice. Yep. Sorry.
You know what? Sure. Something I can send my family back home.
He gets you all to stand in front of the Sphinx and goes, "What did you say? Say cheesy, cheesy,
cheese,
cheese, cheese, cheese, snap,
cheese,
snaps." $50.
He is expecting money for all of this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You say you want to see Nitocris? We go to my Serenus Pyramid now. I can show you my Serenus Pyramid.
Do we still need to look into the Sphinx real quick,
yeah,
though?
I think we should take a bit more of a look around first before...
Yeah, we want to look more into the Sphinxes real quick.
How much time do you want to spend looking around the Sphinx?
A whole day?
No!
Okay.
No, I'm joking. Not the whole day.
A couple of hours at least.
Yeah.
That seems acceptable.
You're searching, you probably tap on different stones. You don't find any sort of movement or any sort of secret passage around the Sphinx.
Can't see anything up upon its like neck or anything, can we?
Not really, no.
Yes, it's time for my Serenus then.
Okay. And the guy, the dragon and the guide is waiting there. So, you see my Serenus Pyramid? Now I take you to my Serenus Pyramid. And he takes you over to the pyramid, and it's pretty much exactly as you left it, as you found it. It's probably similar to the Red Pyramid, where you got like passageway, antechambers. There's the main chamber where he tells you gleefully that this is where the mummy of Queen Nitocris lay before the tomb was desecrated.
Do you know anything about the theft?
I know all about the theft. It was the Clive expedition. They were here digging, and then they came next morning, and the mummy was gone. They were excited about the mummy, but when they came next morning, the mummy was gone, as if vanished into thin air.
Do you mind if we look around?
Please. You wish me to help you? I can take you into all the chambers.
Yes, please do.
I might start with the mummy room, but yeah.
Yes.
Rather than having you search each of these chambers and antechambers, I'm just going to ask you all to make me spot hiddens.
Okay.
Got it.
Go for...
One point of luck.
You're looking around again. You're trying to find likely-looking slabs. You don't see them, but I'd say Kapak. You think you look down. You think you see a footprint on the floor, not from one of your boots or from the dragoman's boot.
And where does it look to be heading?
It looks to be heading out of the pyramid.
Oh. Out of the pyramid.
Are there any
other footprints, or is it just the one?
You kind of look in the direction, and you think you might see... Now that you kind of know what you're looking for, you think you see another one a bit further on.
I'm going to just, like... I'm assuming my father would have kind of taught me a little bit of how to track.
If you want to, you can. There's a percentage of how much he taught you how to track.
He did. I think it might be the base percent. It obviously didn't stick.
It didn't stick very well. Yeah, you weren't a very good student.
Oh! Hey. I'm gonna
take that as a win.
Very wow. High chance you'll be able to improve it in a short bit.
That's very good. Well, now that you know what you're looking for, do you tell the others? Do you announce?
I'm just gonna kind of just sort of like I'm gonna nudge. You know what? I'll nudge Tim. See, does that look familiar? I think we need to follow that.
And
quite a good idea, but we should remain cautious.
And the other two are still looking around. Yeah, I don't know if you'd see Tim and Kapak out the corner where you see them start to leave. But the dragon.
I guess I go see what they're doing.
Yeah, I'll probably follow behind.
I haven't found anything.
You leave the dragon man mid flow and he's like, excuse me, and he tries to catch up with you.
I'm just off following the tracks while I've got them in my line of sight kind of thing.
The tracks lead you out of the pyramid through the sand a bit to a about 150 yards southwest of the pyramid to a small cluster of stone slabs.
I kind of turn to the dragoman and say, what can you tell us about this?
This is just a house, and probably one of the houses of one of the servants from nearby. I'm sure there's nothing here. Come, you want to see Pyramid? I can show you other pyramids.
Oh, I'm very interested in this, to be honest.
I tell you what, since you did so well, that's a spectacular success on your track roll. You're looking around and... You know, like in movies, when someone's looking around a room and they see like there's like
scratch marks under a bookcase. you kind of see like these drag marks in the ground next to one of the stones, as if it's been dragged and pushed back.
Hey, can one of you lift this?
I could try.
It's not so much lifting; it's more pushing, and it seems to move fairly easily. There's a bit of resistance of it because it's a big stone slab, but it does seem to move fairly easily. And you look at a shaft that goes down into the ground.
Just a house, is it?
Drago, I don't know what is that. Do you want me to get help? You wait here. I go get help.
I'm going to kind of try and grab him if I can.
He starts backing away. Make that a fighting brawl. See if you can grab him because it's a maneuver.
Probably not.
No, you try and grab him, but he's like backed off and he's just like running away now, screaming at the top of his voice.
Now, well, there goes the element of surprise.
Well, onward and downward?
Seems so.
Who's going down
indeed.
First?
Indeed.
Who is going down first?
I'll go down first.
Happy to go down second.
So you...
I will then follow behind.
It's quite sharp, but it's fairly easy because there's like rough stones that can work as handholds. So I'm not going to ask you to roll for it, but probably takes you a bit of time, and you find yourself in a small square chamber. And on each wall of the small square chamber, there's a blocked doorway.
What's it? What are the doorways blocked with?
Stone. It looks like mud bricks with some like flimsy mortar.
Can we remember roughly which way it is to the Sphinx from here?
Make me a navigate roll for that, please.
I mean, if anyone, then I will try and probably fail.
Oh, well done.
What wow. is going on tonight? Yeah. Take that one off.
Not my day.
You reckon, in fact, if Kapak tells you this, you can actually look and see the Sphinx. Probably towards a bit northeast of your position, over the other side of the plateau. Do you want to inform Kapak of that?
Yeah, I'm still back. I'm just kind of.
And Kapak, the four blocked up entrances that you can see are vaguely north, east, south, and west.
So northeast was it?
Wish I was spooked.
North or east? Eh? Let's go north.
As I said, it's like bricked up with like bricks and flimsy mortar. What do you wish to do?
Do we have any kind of tool we could use to chip away at the mortar?
You could probably.
I know we had some stuff back from when we went caving back in England.
You could probably break through if you had tools or something to smash it with.
Would it be reasonable to say we had a hammer?
You could probably find one very easily. There's plenty of dig sites around. Yeah, you probably spend some time.
I'm gonna say, could it take to find a hammer? If we can find like a sledgehammer, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'll say it probably takes you about half an hour to. Someone to run to a nearby camp site and ask them to borrow a hammer for a bit. So they're probably not paying much attention, so you bring it back. And two or three swings later, the wall is broken and you are faced with a tunnel about 5 feet wide leading into darkness.
And has our pal come back at all?
No, he's disappeared.
That's good. Well, hopefully he's just gone home.
So
no flashlight among my possessions.
I thought we'll make a mental note for next time. Yeah, we're assuming that. So,
Standard adventure is fair.
I put the tunnel map on the board.
Oh my god!
Oh wow, that's.
And just to let you know, you are down here. Now, I'm not going to ask you to basically come to a tunnel and say which way you want to go, left or right.
Secret tunnel.
What I will ask for is, let's say, make me some rolls to see, because you can probably, as you look down, you can see the footprint in front of you. Let's see if we can make some rolls, like spot hidden or navigate or track, to try and see if we can follow these footprints.
Oh.
There we go, spot hidden. I'm happy to take that.
Okay. First good one this session.
Nice. So
now I would like a marching order.
I assume it was like we entered with sort of like is there any change from the previous one, do you reckon, of Kapak
say that would be fair.
So yeah. Kapak at the front. Who's next?
We.
Martin next.
I'm going to be the last one.
Okay.
So that way that, because I worry about Tim.
Cool.
Being a bit more of an older dude, Cecil will be last and will, yeah.
I'm going to go left to right. So it's Kapak, Martin, Tim, and Cecil. That's great. So.
Cecil.
You start off going down this tunnel. And it's quite a windy tunnel, and you feel like, again, Martin, with your navigation, that hard success, you feel like you're actually kind of heading back towards the Pyramid of Mycerinus.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to do a thing where Cecil will keep an eye on the time.
Okay.
So, as we enter this area, what time does it show for Cecil?
I'm going to say the time on your watch would probably say 2:45.
All right. And that's PM or AM?
PM.
2:45. So I'm going to put that in the...
That accounts for all the trekking around the Sphinx, for finding this place, for getting the sledgehammer. Say 2:45. Okay.
Yep, right there.
So...
I don't know why, but I just felt like my head... like, if we're in here for quite some time...
So you're following the footprints down this tunnel, and eventually you come to this T junction, and the footprints veer off to the right, going north. So you're about here right now. As you look to your left, you see that the tunnel starts to go upwards, and you reckon that is the pyramid. So you're turning right, following this tunnel round. You see lots of these little side tunnels off to on the left and on the right. Some of them quite wide, like the one you just came down. Some of them quite narrow, about 2 feet long, 2 feet wide. And as you're going down there, I'll go with Kapak first. Kapak, can you roll me a
D10? A D10.
Just a straight D10.
6.
As you go past one of these side tunnels, I say it's this one here, suddenly this large gust of wind comes out of it. It's almost as if, like, when you're in the train, and there's like a gust of wind that follows after a train, that suddenly blows out from the side passage, and you're not carrying any, you're using your torches, your electric torches, I take it. It almost feels like it's going to bowl you over, but it dies down after a while, and you're able to pick yourself up on your feet.
That's strange. Underground tunnels shouldn't really have a wind, should they?
Do you think it opens up somewhere else?
Potentially.
Oh yeah, where did you say that the footprints went, since it sounds like we've parted ways with them?
You are going along the way of the footprints, so they've been joined by more footprints.
Okay, we're still following the footprints.
This is quite a wide tunnel that you're going down, yeah. Yeah.
Does it look like there's been any more footprints join them at all?
Seem to be some coming from the branch leading back into the Pyramid of Mycerinus. Seem to be some more coming from there.
Oh, right, that's the branch leads to Mycerinus, right?
So, as you carry on round following this main tunnel round, following the footprints, we'll go down the line. We'll have Martin make a d10 roll, please.
3.
Can you make me a spot hidden roll, please?
Oh.
Yes, I can.
As you're walking along the... Again, you're probably about this section up here. You think you may be under the Great Pyramid by now. You look on the ground and you see what look like roses. Jet black roses on the ground. Like alongside each side of the tunnel floor.
Ah. Do I recognize this as meaning anything from my occult knowledge?
Not really. I'll just turn over to the spooky music. Not that I can... Not really, not that you know of. It's just, like, completely unheard of, really.
Ah. That's very strange.
Do you want to carry on, or do you want to do anything?
Do the roses have thorns on them?
They do, yes. And they look to be razor sharp.
Okay. I was just thinking, maybe should I try to pick them up so I can check if there are thorns? Razor sharp, you say? Okay.
Yes, I do say.
So heckin' sharp.
Harry and gone.
So you mean you don't want to become a tuxedo mask?
Mm-hmm. Carrying on round, Tim, can you make me a d10 roll, please?
Yes, I can. That is a 4.
You walk past a side tunnel, and suddenly there's this violent, foul stench that just issues from it, almost causing you all to retch. Can you please, each of you, make me a constitution roll?
Oh boy.
I need a hard success for this one.
Ooh, constitution, 25. Yep.
Damn it.
Oh boy.
Oh,
constitution 8. Oh my god.
I assume we had luck added after the last session, right or wrong?
Not all of you did. Some of you didn't. Some of you didn't made. I did the luck rolls, but some of you didn't get that. Some of you didn't.
I'm just waiting.
For the next minute, everybody who is not Kapak, you lose your lunch, basically. You're losing your lunch, your breakfast, and everything you've eaten for the past 24 hours. It's not a pleasant sight.
Carrots. Why is it always carrots? I didn't even eat carrots.
And moving a bit further around, we'll go for Cecil. Cecil, can you make a D10 roll, please?
Okay. A D10?
Please, yep.
One,
D, 10. 8. Cecil, you hear what sounds like laughter, chuckles, something coming from one of these side passages.
No, thank you. I don't want that. No, it's fine. I don't want that. No, thank you, Jeff. No, thank you. Another one. No, you start! Don't you start.
As you creep your way around this network, you eventually come to an opening here, which looks like it opens out into a large chamber.
It's an interesting place to be. Can we hear if anyone's in there?
Make me listen rolls, all of you.
Listen. I do not hear. Oh, I do listen.
You actually do. Mark it.
I do. Mark it. Mark it real good.
So.
So?
You arrive at this chamber, rather magnificent looking chamber. Do you wish to... And you made your listen rolls. You don't hear any sound coming from inside.
Can we see anyone or anything inside?
You'd have to go inside to be able to see if there's anybody inside.
Question, do I still hear the laughter?
No, that's gone a bit further back from you now.
Okay, thank God. So where are we on this tunnel now?
You see, yeah, that bit.
That bit there, yep.
And we've had a goal.
A bit of a wonder.
And those of you keeping track of time, the time is now about 5 o'clock.
We've been gone for like at least a couple of hours. 2:45.
Oh, tunnels.
Yeah, that's two and a quarter hours. Yeah,
I hope
two
you
and
a can quarter remember hours. The way back.
I look at like Seth'll look at their time and say, "We've been here since a couple and a quarter of hours, everyone. We entered this place since two, like quarter to three. This has taken us a quite long time, and it's now nearly 5 o'clock. We need to be very careful and." Because we could be leaving this place in the dark.
Right, yeah. Right.
Right.
We'll leave this place if we leave this place. When we leave this place. I think we need to continue pushing forward.
Yeah. Martin is concerned about Kapak. But also agrees with continuing on.
So, you enter the chamber?
Yeah.
You enter the chamber, and the first thing that probably strikes you is that the walls, the ceiling, and the floor are all jet black marble walls. Except for the floor has got white flecks in it. But that's the only real colour difference. Everything else is jet black. There's torches every so often lighting the inside of the hall. As there's flaming torches, not electric torches, obviously. You reckon that the hall, as you put your torches down, it must be at least 500 feet long. Your torches can't see the end of it. In fact, your torches probably only show you about halfway down. But what they do show you, you probably wish they hadn't. You see pillars, all these little round bits on the map, they're all pillars, black ebon pillars, reaching up to the vaulted ceiling. In front of, a bit further in, probably about 100 feet or so, you see a stairway that seems to lead down into this almost like reddish, greyish miasma. And further than that, you see what looks like a black shimmering pool.
Black shimmering hall?
Pool.
Okay.
And what?
Like a hall.
There's a pool in the hall.
There's a pool in the hall.
Yeah, there's a pool in the hall. The hall has a pool.
And that is about as far as you can see at the moment. You don't
Martin's
see
muttering about like regretting not being movement. Able to, not having found the other half of the stone tablet. Yeah, definitely found the right place.
Where would you like to start?
So reminiscent of the bent pyramid.
Sorry, I'll just die quietly over here.
Mm-hmm. Where would you like to start?
I would like to start by going home.
As Cecil turns to leave, Kapak's just going to grab him by the scruff of his neck and pull him back.
No, please. No, please. I can't believe this.
What is this red thing?
That's the stairs leading down to some sort of like reddish grey fog that I told you about.
Oh, okay, that's the fog and that's the pool.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, is there a way to avoid the fog but still go down the hall?
You can go around. These are like these pillars, like provide like passageways down, like it almost like it's a large church, only not a large church, like a large temple. So you can go around them. Martin, as you're walking through the pillars, do you want to see like how high they go, how high this thing is?
Spooky musical sting makes me. I think I'd rather not.
Okay. So you're probably walking further down. Where are you walking to exactly? Can I ask? Where are you walking to?
Mean, like, I'd like to get a look at the pool, but yeah.
I mean, what would everybody else like to do while you're in this room, in this chamber?
Once again, cry. Now I just curious.
I'm asking you to investigate this place. I can't
I'm going to
do this
investigate. I'm
for
going to
you.
look around. I'm going to see if anything that spots Cecil's eyes.
Okay. You looking around? Do you look up as well?
Yes.
Okay, so you look up and your torch sees the ceiling, sees where the pillars support the ceiling. And it looks like the tops of the pillars splay out into branches of trees. And you're not quite sure, those branches seem to be moving.
By
the way, Sirenscape's not been on. I don't know whether have you been not been able to put any on yet at the moment, or I'm not hearing
It's
anything.
like
Check for the
it's been
link. You
working for me.
try opening the link again. I think that there was an old link and then there's a new link.
I see. Let me just.
As you look up and see this, I'm going to ask you for a sanity roll, please, Cecil. That's
Oh.
a it's a 1d2. It's not the end of the world, it's a 1d2.
Just a little warm up.
Just a little nudge.
But an itty bitty, according to you, Jeff, it ain't itty bitty for you, is it? One.
Probably enough to make you just like stagger back and just like almost drop your torch, but yeah,
Oh, shit.
that's weird. That's weird.
That is a rather.
Martin, Tim and Kapak, where are you heading to in this?
I was going to say, I'll let Tim go first.
Okay, Tim, where are you? For you, this is the archaeological find of the decade, of the century.
I'm not sure this is something that should be found. Okay, you remember that bit in Ghostbusters where Egon basically says, "Egon, go bye-bye"? That's basically how I'm feeling right now.
Egon has gone bye-bye. That's fair. And Kapak, in that case.
I'd probably just wander a little bit further in the room, maybe a
Okay.
bit past the
Bit
pool.
past that. We're going to start with, well, Martin, you head to the pool in the center of the room, and it looks like a pool of water, pool of very dark water. It looks about, so it's quite wide, 75 feet across. Filled to it start is filled to, there's about 8 feet down before the water starts. But as you look at it, can you make me a spot hidden roll, please?
Open up the sheet and scroll down the thing. Scrolly boo. Yes! Time for horror!
You see lots and lots of ripples along its surface, almost like movement across its surface. There's a set of narrow steps that lead down to the pool. And tethered beside the steps, it's what looks like a raft, some sort of jet black, almost ceremonial looking raft. Kapak,
Yes.
you carry on down, and your torch You probably get to about here. You can see here. This is an altar. It's about 15 feet up above the floor with steps leading up to it. It's about 25 feet square at the top, so it's quite wide. It's very wide. It is surrounded by six statues. One of them, they are shaped like men, humans, men. One of them has the shape of a bull. One of them has the head of, sorry, the head of a bull. One of them has the head of a hippo. One of them has the head of a bird, an ibis. One of them has the head of a
Oh,
falcon.
was
Sorry.
it head of a what?
Oh,
Sorry,
sorry.
is it a dog? Sorry, Brian. Ibis.
No, that's the god Thoth. So,
What's the
is
head
the
after
next one?
that?
The head after that is a falcon. The head after
Ra,
that, the
Ra
head after
or
that,
Horus?
the head after that is a crocodile.
Sobek.
And
Back,
the one
yeah.
after that is a cheetah.
So we've got bull, hippo, bird, falcon, crocodile, cheetah.
Yes. And they're all like standing in a line alongside this altar. And as you look at the altar, you see there's a sarcophagus on it. And in front of the sarcophagus, you see three items. One of them looks like a crown, one of them looks like a necklace, and one of them looks like a girdle.
Oh no.
Well,
What is
if
this?
this was what we're here to find, and this is the ritual we were supposed to stop, but
Can you all make me listen rolls?
oh no.
Listen, Rose,
Listen rolls, please.
I
Thank
listened.
you.
I heard some shit.
Cecil, you hear what sound like voices coming from
No, thank you.
two, but they're two human voices. One of them sounds familiar, but they are coming in the direction of this hall.
Shit, I'm hearing some guys.
Like,
Someone's here. Someone's
from the way
coming.
we came? From the way we came?
No, from
So
another
some.
entrance. From another entrance.
I don't know. They're coming from somewhere else. They're not coming from where we just came. We may need to hide quickly.
I'm gonna pick
Hold.
up all the items and throw them into the pool.
Oh
No,
Why? Why? Why would you do that? Shot him.
No.
That's not the best way. That is not the best way.
No.
Is that the action you're
That
going to
is
take,
not
Kapak?
wise.
Is that the action you're going to take, Kapak?
Please tell me no.
I was
Please
just
tell me.
thinking of getting rid of the items or making them more hidden. Okay, I'm gonna take the girdle just off the sarcophagus instead.
Speaking out of character, I've seen four different versions of Lamumian, and in one of them, black ooze is not good.
Immediate thought is like, what if that sets off the ritual?
So, you pick up the girdle from the altar, and several things happen at once.
Oh boy! Here
I'm
we
gonna
go.
st So, first of all, you pick up the girdle from the altar. That's the first thing that happens.
Yep.
The second thing that happens is the two figures come into view, arguing with each other. But you recognize one of them as Robert Winfield, and the other one as Dr. Henry Clive, dressed in the robes of the Brotherhood of the Pharaoh. They were arguing with
Henry
each other.
Clive was the I'm
Clive
trying to remember who.
Expedition. Clive
Yes.
Expedition. Did we
Winfield, I
actually
don't
have
reckon.
him?
Is Winfield someone else from the Clive Expedition?
He's the one that you guys were arguing with to try and let you into the
Oh,
Clive
yes,
Expedition.
okay.
Okay.
They are coming around the corner arguing about something, but they stop when they see you there because you didn't hide. And at the same point, the six statues start moving, coming to life.
Oh.
Okay.
And
Clutch
I
knuckles.
now I need everybody to make me sanity rolls, please, for seeing these six unearthly, worldly creatures coming to life.
Oh, terrific.
This is fine.
Sound good. This is fine!
God, you two, with your low sanity!
This is fine!
So, for Martin and for Cecil, you're able to compartmentalize this, and you take no... I don't agree with that 0 sanity points. I'm going to say it's 1 sanity point lost for seeing this, because this is not nice. For Kapak and for Tim, it's a D8. It's a D8 sanity loss.
Okay.
2. 3.
I'm going to start with Kapak first. I don't believe that sets you off. No, you are definitely insane. Definitely that insane, will be so yes, a bout of madness.
No.
So, I'm not going to ask you. How do you think Kapak would react in the situation in his current state? In state of insanity and seeing these things come to life around him. One of them, in fact, looks like the headset that you're wearing has got its ears up, like this, like its cat, like its ears up, and they're all casting shadows on the wall. And
he's gonna go and put the crown on the one that's looking at him with the cat ears, the girdle.
Okay. Before we get to the consequences of that, Tim. Several things happen at this point. That's a very interesting role because your Cthulhu Mythos score is 16.
Uh-huh.
Your current sanity is 19, so that takes it down to 16. So that has the effect of triggering your indefinite insanity.
But
the fact that it's also equal to your Cthulhu Mythos role, I think that something interesting happens there because it's almost like there's a dam around your mind that's been slowly cracking and leaking, and now it's like it comes down and you understand that it doesn't matter if you win here, it doesn't matter if you win now, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's a year, whether it's 100 years, they're gonna win, and mankind is done with. You see the truth of the universe, you see that you are an insignificant speck on an insignificant speck in the midst of a universe that neither knows nor cares about you. Tim, what do you do with this knowledge, with this revelation? How do you react?
Tim takes a deep breath and mutters, "Not today."
I think it's a bit late for that. You are indefinite insane. This will be a bout of madness. Not today, but maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day.
Yeah.
Do you want to go for the cards?
Sure.
Roll me a d10.
Five.
You faint. You just drop to the floor unconscious.
Well, I lasted this long.
And I think if you're Kapak, if you're running towards the cheetah, it is going to attempt to attack you.
Right.
That is a 55. And it got a 60, so it just misses. We are now in combat. If I can find, let's have the. That one. We are now in combat, so. Let's have your initiatives, please.
Alright. Here we go!
Just give me your dexterities. Just dexterities.
Nice.
55.
So 50, 55. Tim, what's your dexterity? You're unconscious.
I need to turn this down, actually. I can't hear anything.
40.
40k, so I'm going to turn mine down as well.
That's a little bit, though.
So, Kapak, you get to go first. This thing is now... You are in the grip of this bout of madness, and this thing is in front of you. What do you wish to do?
Still trying to put the thing on it, if I'm in my madness.
Okay. You're in your madness, you're going to try and put the thing on it. It's going to try and attack you again. You can dodge or you can fight back, but if you do, you'll be at a penalty. Would you be dodging or fight back, or would you still
I'll
try
be
to put
fighting the back.
Okay, I'll put you at a penalty die for this.
So roll it twice and take the lowest?
Yep. It got a 39, so it does beat your score. And
yep.
It chomps down at you and it gouges you for... One point of damage, it just grazes you as you manage to get...
A little bit longer.
The others aren't... I'm going to jump down the rest of the to the next person. I'm going to say... Cecil, you can be next. You're next. What do you wish to
okay.
do?
Okay. Oh shit. Oh fuck.
I would just say running up, fleeing is a valid option.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if this is another scenario where getting in a fight will just mean we all die.
Cecil will call out, say, "We need to run now," and he will get his gun out. He'll get his rifle out. Is it a handgun? I don't know what it is. He's got a rifle or a handgun. I'll get his rifle out. And which statue is the nearest to me?
I'm going to say it's the Ibis statue.
Okay. Alright, so I will start backing up slowly. Is it coming towards me? Is it coming towards Cecil?
Not at the moment. It almost looks like it's just like starting to move, but the next turn, that next time they will be on you.
Okay. I will probably say that Cecil get the rifle out. We'll not use it just yet, and we'll start proceeding to run towards the area, the entrance that he came from.
Okay, so you're going back up the hall to the tunnels.
Yeah, he's hoping to get to the entrance where there's a little bit of cover. Where the entrance is and the wall is, he's going to stay by there, and that he's going to get the rifle ready, so he's got a bit of cover just in case if the rest of them comes in and then he needs to do shooting. So by the time he gets the entrance, he will do that once he's ready.
Okay, so Cecil is now moving back towards the entrance. Martin.
Is there time? Is there a wall torch nearby?
Make me a luck roll.
Well, that's just a no then, knowing my luck.
You never know. I've been doing well so far. There is not a wall torch nearby, no.
Nah, I was hoping to try set the mummy on fire. But I assume that I don't have time to try do that.
No, the torch is a bit far away, so what would you like to do?
Okay, I'll grab the necklace and run. Assuming
you're grabbing the necklace and running as well. Okay. Running to where? Running back to the entrance?
Yeah, but running after Cecil.
Okay. Tim, make me a constitution roll. Let's see if you can recover. Let's see if you recover from this.
Success.
You managed to wake up and see this chaos unfolding around you. What do you wish to do?
Fight the mummy.
Okay, pick. So you've got. I'll say it's the hippo that's nearest to you.
Okay.
What are you going to fight him with?
I still have my firearm on me, my revolver.
Yes, you
my
do.
My shotgun.
I think it'd be your revolver, yes.
Wait, but is it a statue or...?
It's not a statue, it's actually a moving thing now. And you can see
okay.
It's not, it wasn't made of stone, it was in fact flesh and blood.
No.
Okay.
So, make the shot with your firearm.
Damn it.
Goes wide. You're still, yeah, it's like you're still like recovering from your thing. It's going wide. Top of the round, Kapak.
Am I still mad?
Make me a constitution roll, see if you come out of it.
Sooner or later, we're all going to be mad.
I have done this slightly differently, but yeah, we'll go with it. You are still mad, I'm afraid. You're still in the grip of this bout.
Okay, in that case, I'm just going to put the girdle on myself and kind of smile and give everyone a thumbs up.
How do I have Wikipedia open?
Cool, so in that case, next one, we'll do the two people running next. Cecil, where are you? What are you doing with this round? In this round?
So I'm still, if I'm now at the entrance with cover, with my rifle. So which is where? So where is Kapak at this point?
I imagine by the
He's altar, but off to the right-hand side because he went for the cheetah. The cheetah is this one here.
Yeah.
So he's like off to that side slightly. The cheetah's that one there. So yeah. So he's off slightly off here. Yep.
Where's Martin?
Right behind you.
All right, right behind me. That's okay. Where is Tim? Is Tim awake now? So we know Tim's awake now.
I am indeed awake.
Tim is trying to shoot a hippo.
He's trying to shoot the hippo.
I'm going to try and hit the cheetah, but that's closer to. I'm going to zoom into the statue. That's the cheetah closer to Kapak, and I'm going to try and attempt to hit it.
Okay, make me. Yep, that sounds good. Make me your roll, please.
Whether it hits or not is interesting. A fumble.
Your shotgun jams. You need to spend a turn to unjam it.
Absolutely shit.
Next one, Martin.
Well, now I'm wondering what you think of my idea. It's like, I am still thinking of the torch idea, but sort of like, I'm still thinking of grabbing a torch and going back, but I'm also half tempted to suggest Cecil do that now that he's had trouble with his gun, but...
I'll say that you are now next to a torch. There is a torch on the pillar next to you.
No, it's like, it's like... thinking about going back to try to set the mummy on fire. What do you think?
Oh, you may have a good idea, actually. Look,
you want to try since you're having trouble with your gun, or...?
Yeah, my gun's jammed at the moment. I'm trying to fix it. So if I can try and get this fixed in the time we could definitely set the fire and set light to the mummy.
You want me to wait for you then?
Let me use my handgun. This ain't gonna work. This is not gonna work. Start to get the handgun out.
Okay.
It's only when you're ready, and I'll come and follow.
Okay, grabs torch and starts running, but trying to make a route to try avoid getting hit by a statue.
Okay, so
it's a big room.
Again, as you get close, you see that these aren't statues; they are living creatures.
Okay, the monsters.
Yep. So we'll go for the creatures then. We'll go back with the cheetah that Kapak was trying to make friends with. It's still going to be attacking Kapak. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
I'd probably try and fight back.
Okay. Make me your roll.
Disadvantage again?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take the disadvantage on that one. So it does hit you. It does hit you. So another chip damage, another 1 point of damage on you as it's chipping away at you. But this time the crocodile next to it is also turning around and looking at you and is going to try and also attack you. So you can do the same again.
Yes, I'll try.
Fight back with a disadvantage. Also a success, so it does win this round. If both parties get a success and you're fighting back, the attacker gets the win.
Yeah.
That was a 9 to hit. That was a 9 damage.
I'm down.
So you're not dead, you're bleeding out.
Yeah.
With a major wound. And hippo is going to try to attack Tim because Tim tried to attack the hippo.
No.
You have the choice of dodging or fighting back.
Dodge. Definitely a dodge.
Okay. You dodge. That's all right, because it's quite a lumbering thing as well. It misses you. It misses you. It swings and it misses you. And it is your turn with that.
Okay. I think I'll try the handgun this time. And no. Why am I not surprised?
Top of the round, Kapak, can you make me a constitution roll, please?
Yep. I've just put myself down as major wound at the minute, is that right?
Major wound, yes, and you're at 0 hit points, so you're now bleeding out, so constitution roll, please.
Oof.
You hang on to life, barely. You barely hang on to life.
I'm assuming I'm unconscious.
You are unconscious, yes. Yeah. Next one, we'll go for Cesso and Martin. You've seen Tim going down on the floor, bleeding heavily. Kapak going down on the floor, bleeding heavily.
Great.
But right next to two of these giant monstrosities.
Alright, so I'm going to be following Martin.
Yeah, I assume you've got a torch of your own.
I have a torch of my own, and I also have a handgun in my other hand as well.
That's nice.
So, wherever is the nearest creature, wherever the creature's nearest to Martin, I will shoot at it.
I'll say it's the falcon.
Okay, so I will attempt to try and just shoot at it just to get some sort of thing. So instead of using my rifle, I'm using my handgun. Nice.
That's success. Roll the damage. It's a D10 for damage, I believe.
Nice. Blub.
You need to get a marker off as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Combat. Oops, sorry, that's me pressing the wrong button. Intelligence, 3 points. Okay, that's cool. The first bit of damage against these creatures, and they are tough. Next one is Martin.
Yeah, I'm going for my plan to try get to the sarcophagus, open it, and throw the torch in.
Okay, make me a dexterity roll, please. Let's see if we can get to it.
My dexterity is okay. And my dexterity is pretty good!
You managed to, run your way quite nimbly past all the things, and you reach the coffin and you put the torch into the sarcophagus.
Yep, burn what the inside. I just assumed the mummy's in there, so
the mummy is in there. Yep.
Yep, burn it.
The whole thing sets ablaze. Yes. The whole thing sets ablaze, but you'll probably be another round before you can see what effect it has.
Okay.
Next one, the hippo is going to try and swing at Tim again. Once again, Tim, you have the choice of fighting back or dodging.
I'll try another dodge. Are you kidding me?
It got an extreme success, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So, that is... That's a lot. That's an impale. That's a lot of damage.
Oh dear.
Okay.
I think the rest of you look on in horror as this thing winds up and just punches its fist straight through Tim's ribcage and out the other side. Tim Sullivan is dead.
He's like the very first character, isn't he?
the character who's been with the campaign the longest.
Oh, yeah. God damn! I'm sorry, Brian! you poor man!
Do we get
to... he's fucking dead!
Are you about
to... my God!
What's the last thing that goes through Tim's mind?
Steve Banning, it is up to you now.
That's the next character. That's the next character's name.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so next we're going to. They're not. The cheetah and the crocodile are not going to attack Kapak anymore because he's on the ground. They're looking around. They see Martin at the sarcophagus. And they're going to start coming towards you, and one of them, the cheetah is going to try and swing at you. You have the choice of fighting back or dodging.
I would like to dodge. I don't think we're going to take these things down.
Okay.
Nope.
Oof.
Bonk.
It hits you. It lunges out to bite you for 6 points of damage.
Jeez.
Sorry, Kapak, I'm not hanging around for more of that.
No, go for it. Do what you need to do.
I think the Ibis and the Falcon are going to start lumbering towards Cecil.
Okay.
They're not there yet, but they're going to get there in the next turn. From the top, Kapak, can you make me another constitution roll, please? I'm afraid Kapak also bleeds out. What's the last thing that goes through Kapak's mind?
Probably like, yeah, I'm definitely rocking this outfit.
Kapak locked.
I imagine
dead.
He's still in his madness.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you die happy then.
And that leaves us with Cecil and Martin. Martin, you see the flames start to dissipate, and the mummy is unharmed.
Great.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I still got my torch, right? So.
Yes. Yep.
I'm gonna run in and gonna try and attempt it myself.
Martin tries waving her away, right? So, like, after having getting punched by, like, the cheetah, was it?
He got bitten by the cheetah, yes.
Yeah.
He's got,
I think at this point, discretion is the better part of valor.
Running,
okay. I'm gonna try and attempt to run and No, I can't. I'm gonna... So... Just as Cecil looks at Martin, is it like kind of a definite, like, hey, there's no point, we need to run?
Martin is really badly hurt.
All right, I'm going to probably go and save Martin then.
No. Run. Martin's going to run in a moment.
Just leave. Can I attempt just at least yeet the torch into where the thing is?
Yes, you can do. Make me a throw roll. I'll just say you do it, and it's... has the same effect as Martin's. It does not damage the mummy at all.
Okay, so then I'm just going to attempt to run back to the entrance.
Okay, so did you say you were trying to take a piece of the three things with you, Martin?
I mean, Martin already grabbed the necklace.
Okay, so are you now trying to run away?
Yeah, Martin's now wanting to run.
Okay. Let me see, you're still at the wrong end of the row of statues, so make me a dexterity roll.
Yes!
Fear gives you speed as you nimbly dart through and into the tunnel, and with the necklace in tow, the two of you manage to leg it out through the tunnels. And the last thing you see is the horrified faces of Dr. Clive and Robert Winfield, as they look at what has just happened.
Can't believe this. We've just lost Kapak and Tim. Shit. Oh, Martin, what are we going to do? Come on, let's get you out of here. We need to get you. Just hold on top of that wound, okay? We're gonna get out of here.
Dr. Kafur, I don't know.
Anything, we just need to get out.
We blew it.
There's nothing we could do. There was no way we could have stopped it. We were not that strong enough. Especially with those.
We should have had a better plan.
No. I don't think we had any kind of plan. We just went in. Come on, let's get you out of here. And we will attempt to try and get back.
You can easily get back to Cairo. Do you wish to... There's a hospital in Cairo. There's a hotel in Cairo. There's the museum in Cairo. Where would you like to head
that
to?
Depends on if what Martin wants to first, knowing he's in more pain. What does Martin want? We need to treat your wound, so it's up to you whether you want to get it sorted out in the hotel or go to the hospital.
So long as we're not staying anywhere overnight without talking to the Dr. Kafur.
We might as well go straight to them and then see. Hopefully he's got some first aid kits.
I would say that the time is now morning. It's probably like getting for like 9 o'clock, 9:30. So you can head straight to the museum if you wish to.
Yeah.
Dr. Kafur will be there and my friends, what has happened? What has happened? I feel something terrible has happened, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Before we explain, do you have any kind of medication or anything?
Yes,
first aid kit for Martin?
Yes. Come this way. And he leads
we'll explain
into,
it after we get this sorted out. Martin's in real bad pain right now.
Yeah, he's able to bandage you up, Martin. You had like a rather nasty gouge in your shoulder.
He probably sees my I suspect both of these two people see the scar on Martin's neck.
Yeah. He's able to bandage it up, so it's no longer bleeding, but it will take you some time to recover from it.
Yeah.
What happened? Where are the other two? Where's Mr. Sullivan and Mr. Locke?
They didn't make it out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, my friends.
I can't even tell whether it was like some sort of fucking ambush.
I don't know if it was because Akbar touched the girdle, or if we just did not have what was needed to protect ourselves in that place.
I'm sorry. At
least... Well, we saw, what's his name? Something Clive.
Henry Clive
was there. Yes.
He's with the Brotherhood and whatever is.
Oh, that is great news indeed.
The thing is, by the time we even clocked that they were coming, we were in there soon earlier, and then by the time we clocked it, they were coming in and we didn't even get the chance to hide. The statues, they were creatures. They come alive and they began to attack us. We just not once got the chance to do anything.
Yeah,
we were outnumbered.
The mummy was there, but fire did nothing to it.
No.
And what you say there is...
We both tried with fire and that didn't work.
There's an evil power indeed. I fear now nothing. They have the three items. Nothing can stop them.
Put necklace on the desk.
You have the necklace.
Jeez, you got one of them?
Yeah.
That is a good thing. Oh, that means they can't raise Nitocris. But...
They will no doubt send more of those... I've forgotten the name of the fog hunter things.
Yes, that necklace cannot stay here, and you cannot stay here in Cairo. You must leave.
Would our leaving be enough, do you think? I don't know.
Unless we find a way to destroy this evil once and for all, I fear none of us are safe. Yeah, but you must leave. Do you have plans on where you want to, on where to go next?
Kenya was next on. It was the next nearest destination.
I will contact our friends in New York and Let them know what has transpired. You must leave by the first available ship.
Thank you very much for all you've done for us, Doctor.
Do you have anywhere safe to stay?
I don't think the hotel's safe anymore. Do you have any, like, guards or anything like that? Well, to be honest with you, we just need to grab our stuff and go. Would we have anything? We need to grab everything and go.
Just the traveling library.
I'll get some help from people I trust to help you with your luggage.
Thank you.
And so, on the afternoon of the 14th, a very, very despondent Cecil Grimm and Martin Linwood return to the harbour at Port Said to board the train, to board a ship to Kenya. And I think that is an appropriate point to actually leave it for tonight. It's a bit of a shorter session tonight, but it is certainly an action-packed session tonight.
I have also one thing to say.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether to say it was, so like we bollocksed it up.
I mean, we didn't even went in with a bloody plan, and I have no idea what the hell was going on. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea how to find where the missing part of the tablet was. That's my only thinking of, so like something that could have helped, but we didn't really know how to deal with the mummy.
No,
we are.
I wish I'd had better rolls.
The dice do sometimes tell the story, and that this has been one heck of a story so far.
Yeah, this has been the most dangerous session we've had, apparently.
Yeah,
and our England in finale session wasn't exactly tidy and organized. That was a mess as well.
Let's do our stars and wishes, and then we can do some wrap ups. So this has been a bit of a big session tonight. You never know how these things are going to go. So, yeah. We'll start with opposite way round. Tani, stars and wishes for tonight?
Stars is the fact that both of our favourite characters are gone. Mm-hmm. They're fucking dead. And also, really like Kapak basically just going crazy on the girdle. So, like, the girl, I look like it! Yeah, no, wishes. You two hopefully make better characters. If not, I swear to God. No more fuffing around you, Mr. Robin! No more fuffing around.
I make no promises.
Yeah, if Robin's next character survives to the end of the campaign, I will be surprised.
I would. We'll hold a bet to that or something.
Next, we'll go for Brian next.
Stars that Tim is apparently... was apparently the longest lasting player character in lists.
You've been here since Peru.
I was going to say, the only remaining original.
We need to hold a funeral for this guy. We need to hold a funeral for this dude.
Yeah, we're going to grieve.
And a memorial.
Yeah, 29 episodes. A miracle.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Wishes?
That Steve lasts for the rest of the campaign. Even though, let's face it, Tim is going to be pretty hard to beat.
Stanza.
Stars, I really liked that temple. It was so cool and spooky. And just like, I feel like we're in the right place, but anything we do will probably go wrong. I've definitely said this wish before, but like, I hope we can figure out how to solve problems better next time.
And Robin.
Oh. Well, I think that kind of... certainly my prediction of two characters going down tonight was accurate.
Wait, you said specifically two?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought Kapak was going to go, and I knew Tim was quite low on the sanity, so but madness strikes again. That's been the cause of two of my character deaths. No,
Yeah,
three of them actually.
when Tim died, I started looking up plastic models.
Wishes. Ooh. See where the new chapter takes us.
Kenya.
Yeah.
Stars for me. We came to the end, an explosive end of the Egypt chapter. That's actually a big turning point in the story. We finished the first book, guys.
Hey!
And
Hooray!
from what I've seen and from what I've read, things do progress a bit quicker from now. So we're well over halfway through the campaign now. So
I mean,
this.
like, the fact that it's only two characters, I'm sure that'll be easier said than done.
Yep, we'll be. Kenya's going to be a fun place. Wishes. I'm interested to see what new characters you guys come up with. I'm sure they'll be great. That'd
These
be
two,
fun.
well, I was going to say I've been talking to you about mine there, haven't I, Jeff?
It's an interesting idea. Yeah, I wonder how long that's going to
I'm
last.
concerned.
Anything else? Martin and Cecil. This is one of the things. You neutralized Emrah Al Shakti a while back. So, did you take your 1d6 sanity for that? Plus 1d6 sanity for that.
Do I really
Maybe.
have
You can have it again.
Two.
Have it again, just
Oh,
because.
thank you. So,
Yeah.
get a five.
So, just a flat D6. Okay.
A two.
And you delayed Nitocris' resurrection ritual by stealing at least one of the artifacts, so that's a plus 1d4.
Do I need to roll it as well?
Yeah, roll it.
Yeah,
Yeah, roll it as well. So,
you delayed it too. One.
yep, so plus one there. These other things don't count. Okay, can do. Before we go into the rest of it, of course, do your improvements. So any
Yeah.
skills that you've ticked, roll the skills. If you fail the roll, you can add a d10 to the skill. See, any questions about this or the Egypt chapter that is burning in your mind?
How could we have found the other half of the protection stone fragment?
I'll say you don't find it. It's not here.
Okay, so we might still find it. I'm gonna
Was
add
there
that to my.
even a chance that we could have stopped it even more by destroying the body, the mummy?
There's several ways you could foil the like, you can foil the ritual. If you had gone down there on the actual new moon, it was literally like all the cult was there. All the cult was there, all the priests were there. Lots of stuff. It was like basically like, you are not there to win. Unless you do something very, very out of the box. But ways you could have ways well, you've done one way, which is to steal one of the artifacts. If you can find a way to destroy it, that would be even better. That'd be also fantastic. Other ways you can do this. Where's the thing? Yes. Destroy the mummy, but that requires some very, very, very powerful magic or enchanted blades.
So
The
that was
other
would have been a bit dip tricky.
The other way you could have done it is by destroying or neutralizing Nitocris's link to this world. I wonder how well you were paying attention. Can you guess what or who that is?
Live.
Not Clive himself, but related.
Oh, the woman, right? There was an older woman.
What was strange about the older woman?
What,
She was a fortune
the
teller, wasn't
fortune
she?
teller?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Oh, she
a
was
fortune
helping
teller.
us.
Yep.
We could have done the,
She what she would she was she would have been a prisoner of the at the other at the cult, and she would have been used to bring Nitocris' spirit back to her body. So, by getting rid of her somehow, you that's another way you could have followed it.
Oh, just put her in the retire home, that's fine.
Yep.
Just put her on a boat to the Antarctic.
Send her to the mountains of madness.
Yep. So, any other questions? Oh, the pool. You didn't venture into the pool then.
Nope, that's
no.
Or into the reddish mist.
The reddish mist is a funny one. No, that's a funny one. That's called the stairs to the underworld. That would have been like bad stuff happens if you go down there. The pool was in fact leeches, filled with 3 foot leeches.
Oh wow.
Oh.
So yeah, neither of those are good options.
Neither of those are good options, no.
Just pleasure.
What would have happened if I chucked the artifacts into the pool as I had initially planned?
I think they would have been able to either the leeches would have like pushed them back up to the surface.
Or there's your betrayal, leeches.
Or the children of the Sphinx could have gone in and got them.
Oh, that's the name of those creatures we were
children of the
getting
Sphinx,
murdered
of the
by.
Sphinx, yeah. Also, I believe the same creature seen by Warren Bazart when he was out in the desert.
Probably.
Yeah. Any other questions? How is everybody, actually? That was quite an intense session. How is everybody feeling?
I'm all right. I was going to say I wasn't expecting Kapak to survive this session, so...
not a long time.
I knew it was always going to be a possibility. I just didn't know how long Tim would last.
Okay, that's good. I think I better wrap up this video then. So thank you all very much for watching this. I hope you had as much fun as we did here tonight. Is that the right word? We had fun, didn't we? That's the right word.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna need a nap after this.
Enjoyed this, please do subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please do like and comment on this video, and please do follow us. Join us on Final Boss Fight in Discord. We're able to talk about this in any of our games. We'll probably take a break after this to get new characters into play, to get the new chapter set up. But yeah, we will see you when we return. Thank you very much for watching, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Masks of Nyarlathotep, Final Boss Fight audio podcast, with Stanza as Martin Linwood, Robin as Kapak Lock, Brian Coy Dragon as Tim Sullivan, and Tani as Cecil Grimm, with Jeff as the Keeper of Arcane Lore. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving your review. We stream this and other games and campaigns every month, with video replays on YouTube and an active Discord community. For further details, visit our website, finalbossfights.co.uk. Until next time, take up your sword and let's take this final boss down together.